This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to go across town now, over to a neighborhood called Boyle Heights in East Los Angeles, to a tortilla factory. Tortilleria, I learned they're called. Two guys, Rick Ortega and Omar Ahmed, friends since high school, now partners at Kernel of Truth Organics. Organic, non-GMO, American-grown corn to put into tortillas as a business proposition.
We should say, by the way, I mean, tell us where we are. We're in a storefront. On what is that, Cesar Chavez here in Boyle Heights?
Cesar Chavez. We're in Boyle Heights, which is what we like to call tortilla country out here, because there's a lot of tortillerias out here.
So you got competition?
It depends.
We have friends. We have friends and neighbors. Because at any given time, either of us may need a piece of equipment, a string, anything. And we really use each other and each other's resources to get through the night.
And the night is when you do most of your making, right? So that things are fresh in the morning?
Everything ships out fresh.
Everything ships out fresh.
Yeah. Everything. How many, like, in a night? How many, give me a sense of scale.
In tortillas, well, if you want to multiply, like, 5 times 12, I would say maybe anywhere between 6,000 to 10,000 tortillas.
A day?
Or per whatever. Production.
Per production.
Per production, yeah.
Seems like a lot. Is that a lot? Are you guys a big tortilla maker?
Actually, it's a little bit.
It's a little. When you look at it in terms of packs, it starts to look a lot less.
And who do you ship to? Who are your customers?
The vegan food scene was really where we were thrown into.
Looking for the organics, right?
Yeah, they wanted to ensure that the tortilla that they were buying was not compromised. And with me, they found that ability to actually get the product they want to specification.
Right.
So back then, nobody wanted to do it. In fact, today, nobody still wants to do it because there's just too much of a problem, hassles, and not profitable enough.
It's early in the morning, so you're not, you know, fully up to speed here yet, but come show me what you can show me, and we'll talk through the process.
We'll do a quick tour. So just watch your head coming up. Yep. So you're a little taller than us. I'll show you immediately our tortilla oven or our cutters,
as
our tool belt, which we have when we have
those
different molds.
Shapes of tortillas, right. You got the big ones and you got the small ones, right? Is that basically the deal?
Yeah. Then you have our tortilla oven or cutter, which is pretty much kind of like our musical instrument. You have to tune it. You have
that's a good analogy.
Different thickness. You actually have tuning pegs we use.
Literally, it looks like it could be on a guitar.
Yeah, it's literally a guitar.
It
came off a guitar, right?
It a came little off tune a guitar.
Pack. That's pretty funny.
So, whenever you want to get either a thinner tortilla or a thicker home style tortilla, we'll adjust it to weights. They get cooked on the plancha there. They go down.
I didn't really understand tortillas were that complicated.
They don't have to be.
They don't have
pure corn.
Yeah. When it's pure corn, it's just, you know what? Grind the corn, make the masa, throw it in here, press it, watch
and
it go down
comes,
the conveyor belt,
and then box it up. So what are you doing now? Is there a bunch of corn like soaking or something?
What we're doing is grinding some of our blue corn. You can see.
Oh, wow.
So this is actually corn that has been nixtamalized for over 18 hours.
So basically it soaks, right?
It soaks, and with the calcium hydroxide, it's pretty similar to pickling lime.
So blue corn goes in.
Yes.
This, honestly, it's kind of a gray-looking mush, right?
Yeah.
Comes out. And then that eventually is just going to get fed into the conveyor belt.
That's
it. Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Pretty much?
So from kernel to dough to tortilla.
Where do you guys get your corn? What's the supply chain?
That was hard when we started. It was really hard to find the type of corn that we needed.
But there's so much corn in this country, man. I mean, you know.
But it all gets shipped out. And it's actually very little kept in-house for corn producers such as ourselves and what we use it for.
Right.
So at first we were working with a small family up north, right? And then from there we started sourcing in Illinois and Nebraska, which is kind of like the corn Bible Belt.
Right.
Corn Belt of the United States.
So now you've got your suppliers out there, and they just however often it is, corn shows up on the doorstep.
However we need it, but it's fickle because it's also dependent on climate. Whatever adversity they face.
So all that flooding out there this past spring, is that an issue for you guys?
Yeah, we actually, one of our providers let us know we're not going to have the corn that you guys want until the next crop, which will be early, year.
But you're like, I got to make tortillas, man. I got orders coming in.
Yeah, that's when Omar and I get on the phone and start harassing everybody. What can we do? We need corn now.
So it's It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, sir.
How long have you guys been here?
Well, this is kind of like our nighttime. Really, right now we should be sleeping.
Yeah.
And then we get up around 2 p.m., get here around the 4 or 5, get everything ready, grind by 7, finish by 1 a.m., load up the vehicles, take off throughout L.A., sometimes San Diego.
Are you guys doing the deliveries too?
Thankfully, myself, not anymore. I just had a daughter not too long ago.
Oh, congratulations.
So there's some things that I'm
But you're
glad
up in the middle of the night anyway, man. So.
For different reasons.
Yeah. He's still up in the middle of the night.
Yeah. But no, I myself are not delivering anymore.
Right.
But sometimes if somebody calls off and we don't have an extra guy, Rick will have to go ahead and assume the responsibility of getting the tortilla to that client.
We're luckily now finally amassing our team.
Right.
And really it's friends and family.
Yeah, I was just going to say, who are you hiring? I mean,
it's more like, who are we asking for a help?
Yeah.
And it's always friends and family.
Yeah.
I want to make this my bread and butter, which it is right now. This is how we live. So whatever it takes, we'll do it. And I think that's kept us in the spotlight now. It's, you know, word's getting out. These guys will do whatever it takes to get to their restaurants.
Rick Ortega and Omar Ahmed, small business owners of Kernel of Truth Organics. Their tortilla is coming eventually to a store near you.